时间过得真快，现在已经是八月底了。如果你到商店里面，你就会发现万圣节的那些货物啊、礼品啊，已经都摆出来了。冬天就要来了，我是非常不喜欢冬天，不喜欢寒冷的，而且我没有任何对于冰上运动或雪上运动的爱好，所以渥太华的冬天对我来说是漫长的、寒冷的、枯燥的。但是有什么办法呢？无论我多么的不喜欢冬天，它还是会来。但是我也知道，冬天来了，春天还会远吗？就像我们的现实生活中有很多的事情，我们都不愿意它发生，也不想它发生。我们不想生病，不想变老，不想在工作中遇到那么多的困难和压力，也不想夫妻生活中有那么多的问题，也不想我们的孩子遇到很多的困难。但是该发生的它还是会发生，该来的它还是会来。那么怎么办呢？我觉得最好的一句话就是听天命，尽人事。我们做我们该做的，其他的就听天命。那什么是听天命呢？我觉得就是顺服，倚靠我们的主。因为我们知道耶稣掌权，凡事他都掌权，只有靠着耶稣我们就能得胜。所以请我们弟兄姊妹，我们都站起来，我们走动一下，互相鼓励一下，跟我们周围的弟兄姊妹说，放心，耶稣掌权，凡事都掌权。好，那么我们就以主导文来开始我们今天的敬拜。我们在天上的父，
愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国度降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们所欠的债，如同我们免了人的债。哈利路亚。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄和荣耀，全是你 直到永远。我要一生一世尽孝，在主殿中瞻仰荣美，因为国度权柄和荣耀全是你的，直到永远。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国度降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们所欠的债，如同我们免了人的债。Alleluia，不叫我们遇见试探，叫我们脱离羞恶，因为国度权柄和荣耀全是你的，直到永远。我要一生一世寻求，在主殿中瞻仰荣美，因为国度权柄和荣耀全是你的，直到永远。因为国度权柄全是你的，直到永远。
以此献给我们天上的父，主啊，真的我们要一心称谢你，我们的一生，我们的一辈子，都要依靠你。感谢赞美主。
我要一心称谢你，在主神面前歌颂你，我要向你的圣殿下拜，为你慈爱和诚实赞叹你名。我要一心称谢你，在主神面前歌颂你，我要向你的圣殿下拜，为你慈爱和诚实称赞你名。我要歌颂耶和华作为，因你慈爱永远长存。我虽行在困苦患难中，你应许必将我救活。 要歌颂耶和华作为，因你的名大有荣耀。我呼求是你的应允我，鼓励我使我心里有能力。我要歌颂耶和华作为，因你慈爱永远长存。我虽行在困苦患难中，你应许必将我救活。我要歌颂耶和华作为，因你的名大有荣耀。我呼求是你的应允我，鼓励我使我心里有能力。我要歌颂耶和华作为，因你慈爱永远长存。我虽行在困苦患难中，你应许必将我救活。我要歌颂耶和华作为，因你的名大有荣耀。我呼求是你的应允我，鼓励我使我心里有能力。
你的成全关乎我的事，你必不离弃你手所创造的。
是的，主啊，我们呼求的时候你必应允，你必成全关乎我的，你必不离弃你手所创造的。
我渴望更多得着你，干渴的心再次满意。我渴望更多经历你，除去软弱重新站立。今天我要遇见你，我的生命不再停留，诚实面对自己，接受释放与更新，从破碎到自由，经历一致和真平安，宝血算你的缘，承担羞辱换来喜乐，从破碎到自由，重新连接在主爱里，极致的爱和恩典，因基督住在一起。 前行。我渴望更多的找你，干渴的心再次满意。我渴望更多经历你，除去软弱重新站立。今天我要遇见你，我的生命不再停留，诚实面对自己，接受释放与更新，从破碎到自由，经历意志和真平安，宝血所立的愿，承担羞辱换来喜乐，从破碎到自由，重新连接在主爱里，极致的爱和恩典，领取祝福在前行，从破碎到自由，心里一直和真平安，宝血所立的愿，承担羞辱换来喜乐，从破碎到自由，重新连接在主爱里，极致的爱和恩典，明天祝福在前行，极致的爱和恩典，领取祝福在前行。
洪水泛滥的时候，耶稣掌权；思念受敌的时候，耶稣掌权。不看环境，只要全心来相信，耶稣掌权，他凡事都掌权。高唱哈利路亚，哈利路亚，用赞美和感谢迎接每一天，高唱哈利路亚，哈利路亚，他掌权在每一天，耶稣正掌权。洪水泛滥的时候，耶稣掌权；四面受敌的时候，耶稣掌权。不看环境，只要全心来相信，耶稣掌权，他凡事都掌权。高唱哈利路亚，哈利路亚，用赞美和感谢迎接每一天，高唱哈利路亚，哈利路亚，他掌权在每一天，
耶稣真掌权。
都唱哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，用赞美和感谢迎接每一天，高唱哈利路亚，哈利路亚，他掌权在每一天，耶稣真掌权。
他掌权在
每一天，耶稣真掌权。
把所有的颂赞荣耀归给我们的神。主，我们知道环境如何，但是我们心中有你。我们知道在内的大于在外的，我们也知道从历史来看，不论环境如何，那坐在宝座上的羔羊始终在掌权。主，我们靠着这宝血，我们已经胜过死亡的幽谷，但是我们仍然要面对每天各样的挑战。但是我们知道你从死里复活的已经救赎了我们，我们有属天的盼望，我们有那来生永生的盼望。在世我们所有的困难和难处，我们知道这都是暂时的。我们知道高天之上主耶稣的手在每一天引导着我们。愿我们这是每天我们从神那儿领受来这满满的祝福，让我们能够足够应对每一天的困难。主，求主也恩待我们的弟兄姐妹，让我们来到宝座当中，让我们空空的来，满满的去。以上祈求感谢奉主耶稣的圣名。大家坐下之前请相互问候，耶稣是我们在天在地掌权的王。好，大家请坐。那下面是欢迎和报告的时间。不知道我的右手边有没有第一次来参加我们主日敬拜的这个弟兄这个慕道友和朋友们，如果有的话请站起来介绍一下自己。都是老朋友哦。我看着咏梅，上次可能没看着咏梅回来了。左面有没有第一次来的朋友们？都是老朋友。哦，我看着建平和陈斌了，欢迎你啊，我们的好弟兄好姐妹。好的，好，那我下面是报告的时间。我们还是要在这个组里面呢，要这个纪念牧师师母，还有我们在国内的一些孩子们短宣的这个脚步，也求神真是保守他们，使用他们，让他们得着那里的孩子。有几个事情呢，我们已经连续报告了好几周了，就是我们九月底呢，母堂的明迪姐妹呢继续要来到我们当中呢，来分享沟通的技巧，也求大家呢真是也是求神使用他，让他能够真是带来的信息呢让弟兄姐妹能够得着。而呢如果想参加的呢，就是尽快与方玉姐妹呢报名。还有第二个事情呢，就是已经牧师准备了一年多的呢，就是我们渥太华这个华人教会的第一届的研经大会，主题圣道与圣灵，请的两个非常在圣经上扎根非常有领受的，一个呢就是以前 Metropolitan Church 的主任牧师，是那个Rick 牧师呢，他现在是神学院的院长，他在我们当中来也要分享。还有呢就是以前国语宣道会的这个陈忠信这个摩西长老也来当中要分享，请大家把这个时间留出来，一起来真是来好好查考这个华语。行，那我们报告的时间就这样，下面的时间交给 Christina， 我们这个儿童信息。是。
Good morning, everybody. Can I call all the children up? Hello. Everyone had a good summer? Are you glad or sad that summer's almost over?Are you happy that summer's almost over? No? You don't like school? I said, are you glad that summer's almost over? You get to go back to school. Isn't that exciting? Okay, so unfortunately I did not have slides today, but today we're going to talk about Abraham. Raise your hand if you know Abraham. Or have you heard of Abraham in the Bible? Abraham? Can anybody tell me who Abraham is?
He's a guy who was a leader of God's people.
Yeah. So, Abraham was this regular old guy who lived in a city called Ur with his wife, a bunch of livestock, a lot of servants, a lot of money, and had a pretty good life. Then one day, God came and told him to leave. Just pack up things and leave and go on a journey. And Abraham had no idea where God was going to bring him, but God promised him that good things will come to him. So Abraham did just that. Without hesitating, without any question, he just left the only city he knew. He didn't know how far he would go, how long he would be gone for, or if he would even go back to his city. So today, we're not going to be talking more about Abraham's story, but we'll be discussing what we can learn from Abraham's stories. So what can we take from the story of Abraham leaving his house? Just like that.
He showed faith.
Yes, he showed faith. He put all his faith in God, and he believed, and he had faith that God would provide for him and that God would fulfill his promise. He didn't know how dangerous the road would be, but he trusted that God will make it great in the end. So, does anybody know the story of how old Abraham and his wife were when they were on their trip? How old were they?
80, I think.
They were pretty much 100 years old. They were way too old to have any children. But one day, God told Abraham that he would have so many descendants that there would be too many to count, just like counting the stars in the sky. Can you count the stars in the sky? Yeah, so you could count Abraham's descendants, but you wouldn't finish. That's what God promised. So Abraham accepted this humbly, even though he was way too old to have children, but his wife just laughed because that was impossible. They were almost 100 years old. Do you know if Abraham and Sarah had any children? Yeah? Who was it?
Isaac.
It was Isaac. So, what can we learn from this?
If you have faith, good things will come to you.
Yep. God fulfilled his promise to Abraham. Abraham knew that even though something was pretty much impossible, God made it possible because God promised that he would do it, and God promised that he would provide. Now, does anybody know the story of when Abraham almost sacrificed Isaac? Yeah?
God told him to sacrifice Isaac, but before he sacrificed Isaac, a goat appeared, and God said to sacrifice the goat instead.
Yeah, so Abraham really, really loved his son Isaac. And then one day God told him to go and sacrifice Isaac, which means go kill Isaac. So Abraham, without even hesitating, just took Isaac up to the mountain, took out his sword, was just about to stab Isaac when God sent an angel, and the angel stopped him. And then God provided a ram for Abraham to sacrifice instead. What can we learn from what Abraham did that day?
Well, he was, like, totally savage. Like, he pinned his son, like, on, like, the stone table thingy that was just there, and then he tied him down with ropes, and then he just took out, like, a knife, and then just, like, you know, like, was about to, like slash into bits.
So he was very determined to sacrifice his son because God told him to do something, and he did it with determination. So I think the big message of Abraham's whole journey was that God had promised Abraham many things, and God had promised that he would lead the way and lead Abraham on the best path. And Abraham followed God without hesitating, and he just did whatever God said. And in the end, Abraham did have a pretty good life. So let us close our eyes in prayer. Dear God, thank you for leading us to where we are today, and thank you for always having a plan for us. And help us to follow your instructions, and help us to follow the plan that you have laid out for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Now you are all dismissed.
好，谢谢 Christina。好，下面是奉献的时间，请持续准备。我们一起为奉献做祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，我们真是我们何等蒙你的恩典，我们能够站你的面前，我们能来到你的殿中来敬拜你。主，我们知道你是万主之主，万王之王，你是万物都是你所赐，我们知道你真是。